Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a good one. Hey, guys. It's Joe. You're about to listen to episode 15. I pretty much catch you up on what I've been talking about. I know I uploaded episode 14 the other day. And not sure why. I guess, I don't know. I had it all this time. But, yeah, I uploaded it yesterday. And I just recorded episode 15 a few minutes ago. So I hope you enjoy it. Y'all have a good one. Rock on, man. This was good. Oh, yeah. I feel it. You feel it? I feel it. Hey everybody, it is Joe. It is Wednesday, October 26th at 1:43 in the morning. I decided to record this one, episode 15, about a little less than 24 hours that I posted episode 14. Like I said in the message in the description of that podcast, I had no idea why I waited almost 2 months to submit that. It was on my computer this whole time. But the honest truth probably is because I just got so focused on creating projects to really bulk up my portfolio. I mean, if you probably heard in episode 14, I was, you know, I'm not going to go too much into it. But I got hired by that company. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And therefore, I, you know, left them. And, thankfully, I was given my old job back. And that's where I am now. And, you know, it's 1:45 in the morning. I'm recording this. I must be getting ready for my night shift coming up, which is in about 18 hours. I've been just very busy, really bulking up my portfolio, trying to like actually make some very heavy duty, apps and nothing, you know, crazy, like, you know, the big guys, Facebook or Instagram, anything like that. But I did wanted to like really like, have some equal parts this, equal parts that. And I mean, like, some sort of authentication, some, you know, location services, some map usage, map kit usage. And I remember that Stefan Dowlis, who is an awesome iOS developer, he's, I believe, a senior developer now with Meta. I had purchased some Uber. An Uber course about 3 years ago, and I fired it up, and I was going through the course, and again, this was a three-year-old course, and I believe he mentioned that it was built for iOS 13. We are in iOS 16 now, so a lot of the code that he wrote in that tutorial, in that actual course, a lot of it's been deprecated, and a lot of the code that, you know, he writes in there, it really doesn't work. And one of the parts that I was really stuck on was actually when the user successfully authenticates, like logs in, it's supposed to segue them over to the home view controller where, like, you know, location manager can actually, you know, get summoned up and ask the user, hey, you know, we need to use your location, blah, 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 and then show the user's location. Well, that particular code was like very outdated. Like, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't present the home controller. And good thing is, like, you know, some of the lectures there, you know, students can ask questions. If you're familiar with Udemy, you know how it works. Like, you can actually go in there and ask questions if you get stuck. You can ask questions to the instructor, or you can ask questions to the fellow students. And there was one, you know, I was like, let me check out the questions. And sure enough, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, this has been, you know, it's not working. It's not segueing over. And I saw that Stephen Dallas actually responded. Now, these are questions that are like 10, 11 months old. So like people who just recently, pretty much they bought the course like 2.5 years later. It's a great course, don't get me wrong, and I love it because Stefan actually builds the app. He builds the Uber app clone programmatically. He doesn't use storyboards, which I love and I'm trying to get into. And that's why I really wanted to use that course, to build it programmatically and then tweak it a little bit down the road because I have a certain project in mind. And if I remember, I'll go into that later. But a lot of people were like chiming in like, hey, Stefan, it's not working, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he pretty much responded like a senior dev. He was like, hey, maybe you should use protocol and delegates to actually segue the user over to the home view once they've authenticated successfully. And I probably put in a lot of time trying to figure it out. And, you know, I'm pretty familiar with protocols and delegates, but like not really that, you know, hardcore into it. So it's funny that coincidentally, Stephen Dallas actually released a light course of how to build the Uber clone in Swift UI, like in September, about a month ago. And I'm like, you know what? This is perfect because I'll get to build it from scratch using Swift UI. And whatever he uses, it'll be up to date because, again, he's going to build it on iOS 16. And I started going through the course. And he only builds the UI. He only builds the map view UI, the summoning of locations, getting the user's location, and then, like, when the user selects a destination, it'll create a polyline and it'll show just about all that. What he doesn't show in this light course is how to authenticate and, you know, saving destinations and stuff like that, or just like really adding to the app. He doesn't show all that in this light course because he saves it for the actual pro course that he sells on his website, which I really respect and admire because, you know, yeah, he'll get money off of the YouTube course, off of hits and ads and stuff like that. But, you know, versus he'll probably get more there versus if he uploaded it to Udemy. And, you know, him spending all that time and just for Udemy to turn around and sell it for $10, you know, I'm pretty sure by now he's probably made off of views and ads and whatnot. I'm pretty sure he's made a lot more money than what Udemy would have provided him over time. But he doesn't show like all the bulk of the authentication and, you know, maybe the use of persistent data and all that in this light course, which is fine with me because when I'm trying to, I've already built it out. And I've already built out the actual course that he has of the Swift UI Uber. And I used the previous course that he made for a chat messaging app built on Swift UI. And there he implements authentication using Firebase. So after I was done going through the light course of him building Uber on Swift UI, I referenced that other course where he shows authentication. And I pretty much, puzzled it in into the Swift UI course. And just not long ago, maybe like less than 40 minutes ago, I implemented the authentication portion into the Uber clone Swift UI. So now the user can register an account. And once it's successfully registered, it'll segue them over to the home view that displays the map. And it asks the user, hey, we need your location. We need your permission for it. And once the user hits accept, it'll like show them their location. Now, as far as like the other bulk of the functionality, like actually saving destinations and other like you know, settings and stuff like that, other animations, that I plan to like go to the 3-year-old course that, you know, he has on Udemy and see what I can get out of that to like port it over to Swift UI. I feel like that's going to be a great learning experience. I'm pretty sure I'm going to bang my fist on the table. I'm going to bang my head against the wall at times, but you know, it's a great learning experience. Now, like I said, I wanted to tweak the app and stuff like that, you know, later down the line when I actually, you know, complete the actual Uber clone. And you're probably wondering like, okay, why? So what I've done recently is actually I have been registered with Upwork.com. If you're not familiar with Upwork.com is, it's pretty much where like people who are looking for people with different skill sets, you know, it can be like a writer, a graphic designer, or, you know, an app developer, stuff like that. And people can like, those with those skill sets can like sign up for the account and they can like submit proposals to people who are looking for their particular skill set. And one day I was just going through the, going through to see what they have in there. And I found this one particular post of some guy looking for an iPhone app developer. And he says that he's looking for somebody to develop an app for roadside assistance, an application for roadside assistance. This application will require location and map integration, in-app messages, notifications, user profile creation. And I'm like, holy crap, you know, that sounds like a hybrid app of like Stephen Dowless's chat app and his Uber clone app. You know, it'll just require some tweaks here and there, but it's essentially the same. And that really inspired me to like actually, well, first of all, I screenshot this post and I saved it to my phone. I created an album called App Ideas, and you know, I'm probably gonna, you know, segue a little bit off topic, but for those of you out there who are like looking for ideas, like, oh, I don't know what to build, I don't know what to put in my portfolio, try this out for size. Go to Upwork.com, register an account, you know, set up your profile, like, you know, you're an app developer or, you know, a web developer, whatever, you know, and then go through what people are posting, what people are looking for, and, you know, challenge yourself to like make these types of apps. So, I see another one here, and I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, including the one that I just mentioned. I have another one here, and this is for all you mobile and web developers out there listening. Check this out. One asks, build website and mobile app with booking system. They're saying, we are in the startup phase of a service-based business that will need the website/app to book appointments and also give the customer a list of options to choose from for services after vehicle information. So I assume this is some sort of person who owns a mechanic shop who wants an app where people can register and input the car, their vehicle information, and have some sort of a calendar where they can like put in the time and hit submit. Actually, you know, well, before he submit, I guess, you know, putting in the description of what's wrong with their vehicle or something, you know, I don't know. But again, this is pretty neat, because I mean, when I read this, the gears of my head just started turning. And I was like, you know, this is fairly simple. It'll just provide some authentication, you know, bam, Firebase. And then just build out some sort of profile or account view, you know, has all their their information, maybe a profile picture, their contact info, you know, stuff like that. And then on the main view, we're like, you know, they want to book make an appointment, you know, just put in what, you know, the car information, what's wrong with it, and then, you know, show a calendar and a time where they can, like, you know, choose and then hit submit. And then on the mechanics side, you know, yeah, you can build a website. And the cool thing is about, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, which I like using, Firebase. I mean, that's integratable with like web and app. So if you like, you know, tie both platforms, both front ends to that same back end, I mean, you know, you're golden, you know. And as far as the mechanic side, all you got to do is like have some sort of attribute that says, hey, I'm, you know, the admin or I'm the mechanic. You know, sign me in to so I can see all the bookings. And then on the app side, I have it to where like an attribute where it says, oh, I'm a customer, blah, blah, blah. You know, and also if you think about it, you know, sure, you can make an iPhone app or, you know, phone app. But like for the mechanic side, if, you know, they just so happen to have an iPad, you know, bam, you know, just have the app have the app compatible with iPad orientation and all that good stuff. And again, same authentication style. Just, you know, if he's a mechanic, you know, have an admin account for him that he can sign in, stuff like that. And here's a third one. It says house call service app. Yeah, they're looking for a house call message service app like Soothe or Zeal, that the customer can book an appointment that provides travel directly to their home or workspace. So, okay, so I looked up Soothe, and Soothe is basically a therapist or a massage, like somebody who, you know, a masseuse. There you go. someone who's a masseuse, you know, like an on-call, you know, house call masseuse. Now, I just gave you the example of the mechanic idea of the app and then the customer logging in. This is almost no different. All you got to do is integrate location services at least or something to that nature. Book appointment that provides travel directly to their home or workspace. Okay, so, you know, it'll be like extra points, I guess, if you integrate some sort of navigation to the app. But I think as long as the customer can like put their address and all that, you'd be able to, punch the customer's address manually into your navigation app and then go where they're at. But again, the point is the main bulk of the app here is like, you know, just make a front end where, you know, it gets the customer's name, their address, and the type of, you know, masseuse you're looking for, or something like that. And then just, you know, make another account for the masseuse themselves. And yeah, I mean, again, it's almost like the mechanic shop I mentioned earlier. And this one I found very weird. And I guess I only kept this idea because I was later down the road going to see if there's actually a certain API, REST API for this. But this person is looking for a, you know, titled Simple Dictionary App. And he's looking for someone to create a simple yet user-friendly, aesthetically pleasing application. The application will simply be a dictionary where people can look up terms. I would like the users to be able to create an account to do things such as star words they want to add to their personal list. I guess, you know, obviously to bookmark. Comment on words or submit a word to be added. I would like to be able to control adding words to the dictionary and receive the proposals from users for words they want to submit. On the interface, I would like users to be able to search keywords and come up with results. Sounds simple. Just do some sort of filter. When clicking on the result, it shows the word, the explanation, and then reference links. This will be a niche dictionary related to holistic care. I want the app to be available in iOS and Android. I want the general search engine to be free, but to have an account to take advantage of those features as an in-app subscription purchase. So, first, you know, this is kind of tricky because I understand where the user's coming from, but I guess somebody would need to explain to him, like, look, there are a lot of words out there, and you know, to be able to punch in these words manually and creating your own backend, you know, that would be very tedious and a lot of time consuming. And this is why I saved this idea just so I can later down the road look for a REST API. Somebody out there, a Webster Dictionary, I hope, has an API to be able to parse all those words and the definition and all that. Now, say if, you know, the user decides, okay, cool, you know, we'll use an API if one exists. Now, the tricky part is actually having users submit words, having to submit words that he can add to the list. Now, just just brainstorming here, I still feel like there's even if Webster has a REST API, they're not going to allow developers or anybody to post any words to their backend. So off the top of my head, I'm feeling like, okay, well, maybe we can make a Firebase database to where these words can be stored and parsed from as soon as the app runs. And again, that's just my, you know, brainstorming idea coming to life. But yeah, this is, you know, some gold stuff here. Like, again, if you're looking for ideas to build on your portfolio and you're just like stuck on something, just do this, go on upwork.com and look at all these ideas and what people are looking for. It's pretty crazy. And it's like, look, and the cool thing is that you can turn this around. You know, Upwork, they ask you, hey, load up some projects that you have. That way clients, when they visit your profile, they can see. Now, you're going to have an empty profile or portfolio starting off. And that's not bad. Again, you know, I guess post what you already have. But if you're looking for more ideas and projects to add, add some of these things, like, you know, because let's say, you know, the first one I said, the guy looking for a roadside assistance application. Let's see, you know, I do finish that and I do post it on my portfolio. And like, I can, you know, reach out to this guy and say, hey, dude, look, you know, I have this, you know, thanks to you, I have this project in my portfolio. It was your idea and I made it into Flourishing. You know, is this something you want to move forward with? And if it doesn't work out with him, hey, guess what? You have a project in your portfolio. Somebody is bound to come around and say, wow, this guy put together an app, you know, that uses, you know, geolocation, a map, and, you know, some sort of navigation. And, you know, this is pretty interactive, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, the answers are pretty much right there of what you're looking for in terms of, you know, what to add in your portfolio. So I highly encourage you guys on doing that, visiting that website, upwork.com. And I've seen a lot of people there, like, just dump a bunch of ideas, you know, web and application. So I'm pretty sure you will not have trouble finding something that you can tackle. And speaking of tackle, let me get some water to tackle this dry mouth and you all can enjoy a word from our sponsor. All right, guys, welcome back. Like I said, I just want to keep this episode short and sweet. I just want to catch you guys up on what I've been doing and what I plan to do next. But before I let you go, I know I mentioned him earlier, Stefan Dowless. I would highly encourage you to go check out his stuff. And full disclosure, I am not endorsed by him, nor am I endorsing him, other than, you know, just sending you guys his way. He has quite a few videos on his YouTube, but the bulk of his learning is on Udemy, and I get it. Everyone needs to make a living. And right now, a lot of his great courses are like $15, $13 American dollars. And I mean, I don't see any course above 20 at the moment. This all might change depending on how Udemy wants to price it. But this is like quality stuff, guys. Like, he really teaches you line by line what he's doing and what, you know, he expects the coach to do, or what you can expect it to do. This guy really dials in into what the code is supposed to do and stuff like that. Excuse me. Wow. Probably gonna get more water later. So like right here, wow, I'm seeing, looks like this is his new course, because it's built on iOS 16. It's a Swift, built on Swift UI cryptocurrency mobile app. So looks like he released a very recent course here on how to build a cryptocurrency app that displays live data. Pretty sweet. And it's only $14. So again, I'm pretty sure he has like the light courses on Udemy, and he probably has like the actual premium course on his website. But the cool thing is that the way he models his business is that he puts a light course on Udemy. And then if you're really interested and like wanted to, you know more or build on further onto the app, you can actually just go onto his website and download the full course. And if you message him, he'll actually send you like, there's an option. Like if you buy the Udemy course, there's an option for you to go to his website, choose the one where it says that you've already purchased the Udemy course, and it'll be discounted. That way, all you got to do is just pick up where you left off from the Udemy course. So that's pretty cool of him, instead of having to buy the whole premium course. So you pay like $20 here and then like $100. You'll probably, you know, I'm just throwing this out there, but I'm pretty sure to continue to pay, or pay to continue the course, it'll probably be discounted, you know, half of that. So again, he has some really good quality stuff, and just his teaching style alone is pretty awesome. Plus, he's pretty laid back in his videos, and he makes you feel, you know, welcome, and like, you know, he doesn't make you feel stupid or anything. He's very knowledgeable, and the cool thing is, he's self-taught. He taught himself how to code iOS development, and he's now a Meta engineer, Meta software engineer. So that's really cool. And, you know, it shows that he's very dependable on showing you the ropes. So, again, that's gonna be my who you should follow, I guess. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a Twitter, not that I know of, but I've been through his YouTube and is about, you know, borderline stalking him. And he doesn't have a YouTube to follow him on. But yeah, just follow him on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. And I'm pretty sure when he has announcements of a new course, he'll post it on there. Again, thanks you guys just for hanging out, being patient with me. I really do appreciate it. And as always, I really, really would like to hear from you guys. Just shoot me a message to say hi, or, you know, you suck or something. I don't know. But just to see, just to hear from you guys. It'd be really kick-ass to hear from you guys, from the listeners, you know. Again, happy coding. Be good to one another. Be good to your neighbor. See you next time. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney, click on the message button, and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.